Hello and welcome to MultimediaCritics.com. This is Cody coming at you with a review for Zone of the Enders HD Collection on PS3 and Xbox 360. Now, I particularly actually picked it up on PS3. I'm a big PS3 fanatic. So, as you can probably tell from my website, because I do a lot of PS3 reviews, I'm looking forward to the review for Halo. That would be a good game for me to do a review over on the Xbox. So yeah, I picked this one up on PS3 just because, you know, that's what I'm familiar with. PS2 is actually what I played the original Zone Enders on. I still have a copy of. I've never actually played Zone of the Enders 2, Zone of the Enders the Second Runner, until this collection. So, you know, it was exciting for me because, first of all, I never finished Zone of the Enders 1. I played just about an hour or two of it, and I got stuck and just kind of stopped. And first off, actually, when I originally got it, wasn't able to play it at all. I played like the first 10 minutes of it, and then it started freezing up and messing up. The disc was scratched up, and about 8 months ago, I took it to a place over here in Gladewater called Family Video. Paid about $250. They buffered it and didn't work, so they sent it off to somebody bigger that they did work with, and they got it pretty much brand new, back and running completely. And I got about an hour or two in it, and I just couldn't figure out how to beat it. And so instead of looking it up on YouTube, I just stopped playing. And now later on, looked it up on YouTube. I was like, oh my God, I could have just left the zone. You know, I could have just left this area. And that's what you're supposed to do. But anyways, though, so it was a very new experience for me, pretty much. You know, I mean, like I said, I had played a little bit of Zone of the Enders before on PS2, just not too long ago, actually. And so when I heard that this was finally coming out, I was very thrilled. I enjoyed Zone of the Enders, what I had played. It's a game I've been just dying to get my hands on since I was a kid. I actually remember when the game came out, because I actually, some of you may be too young to remember this, but if you remember this, this is an indication that you're at least 20 or older. But I remember back in the days when we actually had demo disc. You know, they had them on the PlayStation 1, they had them on the PlayStation 2, I don't know what other systems they did them on, but I remember demo disc. Because there's only two console systems, you know, home systems that I owned, that you hooked up to your television. Except I think I had a GameCube sometime. I just don't remember playing it very much. But I remember demo disc. I loved demo disc. I still have quite a few demo disc, for the PS2, actually, believe it or not. And so I remember this demo. It was phenomenal. I enjoyed this game when I played the demo. I was like, oh gosh, this is so awesome. And I don't remember how old I was, but I just remember my stepdad was just like, no, you don't need to play that game. And I played the crap out of the demo. And, you know, speaking of that, though, it's kind of crazy if you look at the rating system that we had back then compared to how it is now, because that game is rated M. And the D word is on it every once in a while. And you have violence, but it's just a guy, you know, a kid fighting in a robot, killing robots that have nobody in them. So, and I don't think there was really any blood in this game. You know, I mean, there was just like one little scene close to the end of the game where you saw somebody was shot. And they were bloody a little bit. But aside from that, there was nothing else. I was like, what is this thing rated M for? This should have been rated P, you know, this should have been rated T for teens, if you ask me. But then again, like I said, that was back in the day. They did it differently with the rating systems. Nowadays, that would have been rated T for teens. They'd be like, just throw it on the shelf, T for teens. And so it's kind of cool going back and like, you know, this is crazy. I don't understand it, but we have different moral standards nowadays, you know. Which that doesn't seem like very long ago, but I mean, so much has changed since then. Gaming has changed so much. And I've loved growing up in it and seeing how it has changed. But anyways, though, me stopping, I'm going to stop babbling on about the old days, because I'm not that old. Yeah, I was glad to finally, you know, be able to sit down and enjoy this game. It looks fantastic on HD. And now you're probably wondering right now while you're listening to me speak, wait, why is this the only HD collection that I've done a review on yet? Because yes, I have the God of War collection, I have the Ratchet & Clank collection, I had Ico and Shadow Colossus collection at one point in time, I had the Sly Cooper collection at one point in time, so yes, I have played some of the other collections. It's not the only one I've picked up. I picked this one up actually on the limited edition off of Amazon, and I love it. It's so cool. It's so cool what you get. You get like this 100-page booklet that has artwork from both games, and then you get the little tiny Zone of the Enders remix soundtrack, and it has like 7 songs on it that are from both of the, you know, combined from both the games, and they're remixed. And with the collection, like, you had this special opening sequence that they did. That's a new opening sequence that they kind of built for the HD collection. And it's all anime-looking stuff, kind of like the show, which I've never seen, still want to, especially after playing the second one. But it just, you know, it was cool. But this is one that I really hold dear and close to me because, like I said, you know, this is one that I've always wanted to play since I was a kid. And I finally got it, you know, and then I got stuck, and so when I heard they were doing the HD version of the PS3, I was like, I gotta jump on this, you know, I gotta get this. And so I was really thrilled when I got it. And yeah, I mean, there's some of my favorite PS2 games. There's one other collection I wish they would do. You may or may not be familiarized with this game series, but the Champions series they had on the PS2. You had Champions Return to Arms. Starting Champions of North, and then Champion Return to Arms. Now, that was a top-down game, fantasy game, and it was fantastic. It was very addictive. I played through Norrath so many times, and if you've ever went digging for Return to Arms, you know it is hard to find. Of course, nowadays we have Amazon, we have Craigslist, we have eBay. It's still hard to get. You're going to have to pay quite a bit to get it. So that's two games that I wish they would release, on an HD collection. This game looks fantastic in HD. It looks really great. Sounds really great. I really enjoyed the first one. Now, I'm just quoting, looking at IGN's page, they actually gave Zone of the Enders, when it originally came out on the PS2, they actually gave it a 7.5. Now, I can kind of understand. Now, I have not read the review, but I can just by looking at the rating, I can kind of understand why they gave it that, because there's a lot of stuff that I like in the game. I like the action in the game. You know, it's fun. It's really cool. But parts of the game just don't seem to work too well. Like, you have a lot of sub-weapons. I'm not going to really go into the story. There's a story, but it's not a terribly deep story that you really just feel like you have to invest in. It's kind of cool how the first one and the second one are connected. But I'm not going to go into that, though. The boss fights were reasonably fun, but I did have some problems with the game. I don't know if I would go as far as saying a 7.5, I would maybe say an 8.5, but they gave the second one an 8.6, so I'm like, whew, I don't know. But I haven't actually finished the second one yet. I just wanted to go ahead and do the review because I played the first one and I've played quite a few hours of the second one. And I've liked what I've seen so far. But one of the problems for me with the first one is the fact that you have a lot of sub-weapons. Like, a lot. I think there's maybe... Let's see. I think there's about 10 sub-weapons when you find them all. And that was kind of cool because it wasn't just like, oh, here's your sub-weapon. Here's your another sub-weapon. You have to go around the locations to find the passcodes to get the new sub-weapons. I like that instead of having like an inventory system, you know, or a currency system where you got to build up a certain amount of points or get a certain amount of kills or, you know, save a certain amount of people to be able to get this weapon unlocked. You have to actually go out and do some digging to find the passcodes to the servers to be able to get access to that weapon upgrade. So that was cool. But it just was lackluster. It was kind of dull because, I mean, there were some kind of cool ones. One that I think was called the Geyser or something like that. It was a pretty straight shot, like big huge bullet almost, like of energy, and it would kind of knock the enemy off its, you know, out of hovering out of the air, you know, it'd kind of knock it off. Or if it was sitting on the ground or whatever, then it would kind of knock it, make it lose its balance, essentially. And the sniper rifle thing was kind of neat, I guess. I mean, it was kind of dull, though, because it was like the only reason it was there was for one mission. And that was it. I used a little bit to actually, if I had an enemy really far off and I didn't just want to just fly over the other side of the map, which the maps were very tiny on this game. But if I just wanted to see if it would get their attention, I would shoot at them with the rifle and shoot at one of their heads or something. And it would get their attention. And I felt that there was a underwhelming, you know, there was a lack of... major groups of enemies. I mean, I got into one area where there was like 11 groups of enemies, and the groups of enemies consist of 1 to 3 robots apiece. And granted, that one was kind of cool. That area was kind of cool because there was like 11 swarms or 11 squads, and so I got a lot of them, the majority of them, to come over there to where I was. So that was nice. But, I mean, I can understand why they don't want you doing that, because the game's not really built to do that. The second one's more built to do that, but the first one's not. Like, they didn't have enough to be able to do... There was enough mechanics to be able to do that in the first one. But yeah, so I had an issue with the dialogue. I had an issue with the sub-weapons, and the story was just kind of lackluster. It was okay. I mean, I don't know. It felt very pushed. It felt, I don't know. It was just a weird story. And like I said, the dialogue was just so weird. It was so choppy. It just, you know, the kid would be totally pissed one second and totally in a good mood the next. Or, you know, one second he's feeling this way and then the next second it's like he's the complete opposite of what he was just not feeling. It's almost like watching a mood disorder gone bad. And so that was kind of a nuisance. You know, I was like, I don't know. I mean, the gameplay's fun. I like it. It doesn't hold up as much as I thought it would. Even though I had played it recently, like I said, I hadn't gone through the whole thing. But it when I had it on the PS2 version... Now, granted, I played it on easy just so that I could go ahead and try to get through it. It only took me like 5 hours. I imagine it would take a little bit longer if I played it on medium or hard. Which I think when I was playing it on the PS2, I was playing it on hard. And I had spent quite a, you know, about 2 hours on it. And it took me about an hour and a half, to get there on the PS3 version. But so overall, I like the game. You know, there, like I said, there is problems with it, and so I would give that an 8.5 Then moving on to the second one, something that was great about the second one, because see, the first one, the cutscenes, they used the original cutscenes, so they look like crap. The game looked great, but the cutscenes looked horrible. I don't think they HD'd, applied HD to the cutscenes. I think they left them the original stuff. But the original stuff, I'm guessing in Zoners 2, because I don't have it on PS2. I wish I did to compare it. But the cutscenes are like anime, almost. And so I don't know if they did the TV series in between the games. I don't know. I don't know the origin on that. But they look great, and they're just really, really good looking, because the original, I was having a lot of problems with, the animations, with voice acting and stuff. Like, you would hear a character saying something, and it would be popping up the dialogue, the captions on the screen, and the character's lips would have already moved quite a few, a second or two before it was actually talking. Like, the audio came in 2 seconds late, and so did the captions. But I didn't see that issue with the second one. But there is issues that I have with the second one. I think it's a lot more fun than the first one is, because they're bringing back pretty much the same sub-weapons you have, and they're pretty similar to what they were before, but they've kind of changed them up visually, and they've made them to where they're actually usable for once, because they didn't feel usable in the first one, really. They just were there, because the majority of the time, most of them or something that the enemy would block, the enemy's shields would pop up like crazy, and that's what I didn't understand. Is I was playing on easy, and I was like, okay, these sub-weapons would be able to be very useful, because I remembered them not being very useful when I was playing on the PS2, and it's like, okay, if I'm playing on easy, the shields probably won't be getting popped up too terribly much, and the sub-weapons will be useful, and they weren't, so it just seemed like any time I tried to use a sub-weapon, you just really had to time it just right to be able to use them. And in the second one, you don't have that problem as much. I think they saw that that was a problem in the first one and kind of fixed it. But something I do have a problem with is the loading is laggy. It takes forever sometimes. And you'll be sitting there fighting somebody, and then it'll just stop. The game's frozen. And about 2 or 3 seconds later, okay, here's the video that you're supposed to be seeing. And so you have all of the enemy AIs, and you just sit there perfectly still, and Ada tells you, okay, this is what you could do, this is something that will help you in this fight. And I didn't bother that so much. It's just the fact that it took so long for it to load. That seemed to be a nuisance. The targeting system was really, I don't know, it was not a very good targeting system in my opinion, because whenever I'm moving around my fingers really quickly on the right side of the controller where all the face buttons are at, the left part of my right behind at the back end of my thumb is kind of bulged out right there. And so I accidentally hit the analog stick, and that's how you switch targets back and forth. Which it's like, okay, that's no big deal. But the problem is, it locks on target on your AI, your allies, the people that you're working with, and that's when it becomes to be a problem. And sometimes I wouldn't even be touching the controller, that right analog stick. I wouldn't even, my thumb wouldn't even be close to it, and I'd have problems of it locking on target. And it just seemed too ridiculous with that, the using the analog stick to move targets back and forth, because I sometimes, like, I would have enemies blatantly right there that I'm trying to lock on. And there's one section in the game where you're working with a group of people, and it switches. It just keeps on rapidly just shooting back and forth between people, and you're trying to get it exactly on this one person, and you can't because it just keeps on hitting on your friends, and so it got very annoying. It got very frustrating because you'd be trying to protect somebody, escort somebody, or you're trying to help a group of people, and it's kind of hard to because you're shooting at them instead of the enemy AIs. So that got to be a nuisance. And I seem to have a little bit of troubles with glitches of, like, and it didn't appear to be like something that was supposed to happen, like the enemies would appear and disappear, and it wasn't something that they were supposed to be able to do from what I could tell. It just happened a few times, but aside from that, I've been really enjoying the heck out of the game, because one of the problems I had with the original is you could only select, you know, one enemy at a time. Like, you had it's essentially where you burst blasts, was it called? That's right. Where you'll use your thrusters to thrust, you know, in whichever direction, and you can press square when you got an enemy locked on, and you'll shoot this little burst of, like, I think it's like six little energy arrays at them. Instead of just one bullet, it'll just shoot, you know, multiples at once. I found those very ineffective. They didn't work well. I mean, the only thing that really, really worked well in that game was the sword-to-sword combat. You know, the close-range combat and the big, what I call it, the spirit bomb-like thing that he did. And so, you know, just shooting the normal gun, shooting the burst. You know, sub-weapons didn't work in the first one, but they work really well in this one. You don't have, and it's because you don't have the whole problem of the enemies blocking as much with their shields. But this one's kind of cool because it's a lot bigger. There's like, I think there's like 20 something. Like, it shoots out 20 little blue arrays of energy. And it's really great because they home in on your enemies. So even if it misses, it comes back around. And if they're not paying attention, it will hit them in the back and do damage to them, if not kill them. And so, with the first one, you had not very many enemy types. You just had the guys with the, what they're calling mummy heads now in this one, because when you kill them, their armor comes off, and it's just a normal reaver, or reaper, whatever they're called. And so in the first one, you just had them as, I don't even remember what they called them. You know, you had the reapers, and then I forget what they were called. But so that was pretty much it. I mean, they each had, you know, you had different ones that had different attacks they could do, but that was about as far as it got, except for the boss fights that you went into, which there was a lot. Especially in the last, you know, half hour of the game, hour of the game, there was a lot of, like, you just start off from a boss fight, and you just kept on going through boss fights. I kind of like the boss fights in the original a little bit. but so with this one, like you have... the reapers, and then you have the mummy heads, which are the kind of like the shielded reapers, and it's kind of cool because you're like, oh, I defeated that guy. No, he's still got some left on him. You know, you've got to take him out now as a reaper. Then you have ones called cyclopses, and they shoot like this wave of, I guess, like energy or something. It's kind of invisible looking. You can see right through it. But it's like this force push almost. And it's really cool because if you're not paying attention, it'll just slam you against the wall. And so that's really cool. Then you have these things called swarmers. I think that's what they're called. They're essentially robot mosquitoes, essentially, kind of. and they're just flying all around, and you just have a ton of them. And that's when the, you know, the ability to be able to lock onto multiple targets at once really helps, because usually one of those, you know, arrays is all it takes to actually take one of them out. They're not very effective. It's not a very effective attack against the bigger robots, the normal size robots. But it does help, though, because you're doing damage to them while you're doing damage, you know, killing those other little ones. And then I forgot what the name of the other ones are, but there's these ones that can, like, transform to, like, a jet almost. And they seem to be pretty powerful. They have some pretty powerful attacks, like, they shoot, like, a little red ball of energy at you while you shoot, like, a blue ball of energy at them. And you encounter some boss fights in this one. They're pretty fun, too. Overall, I really like the game, aside from the few little glitches. And it really looked phenomenal on PS3, in HD. Yes, this is a game I've been anticipating a lot this year, aside from Most Wanted game. This is one that I've been saying this entire time, it is going to happen. People can't keep on saying, no, that game is never going to happen. It's like, yeah, it is. And then it happened. And, you know, it's kind of crazy because this is the only game they did a limited edition of, the HD collection of. The rest of them, they didn't. And one real quick side note before I finish this review, I'm just going to go ahead and give the HD collection 8.5 out of 10. And most people would be like, well, wouldn't it be like an 8 because you have, I'm giving Zone of the Enders 2 a 9 and Zone of the Enders 1 a 8.5, but I'm giving the whole thing a 8.5 though, because there is issues and stuff with the game. Side note though, they had a demo that came on the disc, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, and I wanted to do a little snippet opinion on that game. I personally am not going to be picking this game up. I originally was going to, but after seeing the demo, it looked like there was very much that you could do. It didn't look like there was a combo system. For me personally, it didn't work very well as a hack and slash of Metal Gear. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything else because I don't want to get in trouble. I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything about the demo or not, but anyways, it was kind of cool at the beginning, and then you just kind of get tired of the whole system of, you know, slowly cutting people up or whatever. Check out Zone of the Enders if you were a fan of it before. Definitely check it out. Play it again. It's definitely worth it. You have trophies. I think there's like 30 or 40 something trophies for both games. So if you're looking for something to increase your trophy count or your achievement count, definitely pick it up. And if you do want to try out the Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, which is a stupid name, by the way, if you want to check out that, go ahead, pick up this game. It's for $40, you know. I don't know if there's still any limited editions selling anymore from distributors. I think they're all sold out. I think the ones that you find now are other people selling theirs. If you didn't get a chance to get that, you're probably out of luck. Sorry to tell you that, but it is kind of cool. It is kind of cool. I like it a lot. Thanks for listening, though.